Blake wrote The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. If I've written of their divorce, this is not because I think myself a fit antagonist for so great a genius, nor even because I feel at all sure that I knew what he meant. But in some sense or other, people are always trying to make that marriage. That is because they think that reality never presents us with an absolutely unavoidable either-or. They think that some way of embracing both alternatives, both good and evil, can always be found, without any final and total rejection of anything we want to keep. I think they're wrong. Even on the biological level, life is not like a river, but like a tree. It doesn't move towards unity, but away from it. And creatures grow further apart as they increase in perfection. Good, as it ripens, gets more different, not only from evil, but from other good. If we insist on keeping hell, or even earth, we shall not see heaven. If we accept heaven, we shall not be able to retain even the smallest and most intimate souvenirs from hell. I believe, to be sure, that any man who reaches heaven will find that what he abandoned has not been lost. But we must not try to anticipate that retrospective vision.